You know, there's an art to seeing outside. Lots of people just go through life and they don't notice what's going on around them. If it isn't Homo sapiens, they don't see it. But we tend to see what's there.
Chuck Johnstone, he and his wife Alice, with the help of some friends, tell the story of how West Chichikov became a wilderness area.
One evening, Greg was having a parents' night at school, and Alice couldn't go, so I had to. Well, you know, I met a couple of school teachers that had the same kind of ideas that I did. And it was Gail Corbin and Tom Johnson. But anyway, we talked about the problems that were coming up, you know, with the way Sitka was growing. It was really kind of scary. And we decided we were going to form the Anti-Progress League. And that's what actually became the Sitka Conservation Society.
The Wilderness Act had been in effect for 3 or 4 years at the time that we formed the Conservation Society. And there was teachers who had been up to West Chichikov that had cruised up in that area and hunted up in their area that actually first thought it proposed it as being something that we should work for.
We were really concerned about the fact that we were losing Southeast Alaska. I mean, they were just wiping it out with the logging. And we were concerned it was just going to keep going and there wouldn't be any more this, well, beautiful area as we know it. And that we didn't want.
They were integrated into the wilderness in such a way that what they saw was that the pulp mills and the logging companies were taking away part of what was their natural life.
Former Sitkan Gene Irvin, a longtime friend of Chuck and Alice Johnstone, as well as Margaret and Jack Calvin.
Jack, of course, was a marine biologist, so to put him on the beach anywhere in West Chichikov was for him to be at home.
It was a citizen's proposal to make a wilderness out of West Chichikov, which was a wonderful place. It hadn't been entered by the loggers yet, and there was the only community there was Elfin Cove and also Pelican. And we thought that the western third of it would be a great area for a wilderness because it was sort of almost like an island itself. There was a very small isthmus of land that connected it to the rest of the island. And everybody thought it was a wonderful place, so we chose that.
Yeah, it went from the head of Lisianski Inlet south to the north end of Hoonah Sound, and just an eight-mile space in between there of land that connected it to the rest of the island. So it was a natural.
We presented the proposal to the Forest Service, and all of a sudden it was just whoa. Apparently the teachers were told that they better get out of that conservation society because there were a number of teachers who were involved. And business people were up in arms about it. And it's my memory that the paper published a very favorable report of it, and all of a sudden everybody withdrew their advertising.
Yeah, I have always been a deep breather. I'm not political at all, really. I don't feel any political blood running in my veins anywhere. But I can feel strongly about what the country should remain.
Fortunately, it wasn't as bad as Ketchikan, but there were things that happened here. Chuck lost 3 jobs because he was a conservationist. I was a manager of the Sears Roebuck catalog sales office, and my job was threatened. A logger wrote to my boss and said that I should be fired.